This is GQDN for Monday, August 19th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes and use the promo code QUEST to get 25% off your purchase. Excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Sonic news. We got some developers talking about bringing some games to Xbox. And a future game show at Gamescom is going to have some stuff to it. We'll get to that a little bit later. But today, we have to begin. No, we don't have to, but we are beginning with WoWcast. Via WoWhead.com, WoWcast was talking to developers. And that's what Blizzard did release there on YouTube. And that had the game director Morgan Day, narrative director Taryn Gregory, design director Maria Hamilton, and the community manager Bethany Stout. And they were talking about the story and world building within The War Within. So here's a couple blue posts for you. From Taryn Gregory, quote, "I feel that we've set the bar really high, and we want to meet those expectations and even exceed them. Really trying to create something in the vein of the essence of Warcraft, or the best of Warcraft, bringing that to the forefront. The ways we're going to do that is really investing in our world and story. We always say world and story are some of the most critical parts of the appeal of World of Warcraft. But what does that really mean? You know, our world is a character. It's fleshed out through all means, small stories, big stories, and we want people to be invested in our characters. We want them to go on an adventure with them, to learn more. I believe we have some really compelling stories with some of our most known characters, some of our lesser known characters, and some new characters that we're going to meet along the way." Maria Hamilton was talking about some spiders. She said in a blue post, quote, We have a really funny local story, a really funny sort of take on what would happen if you encountered a Nurbian who had a fear like arachnophobia, but they're terrified of a bipedal creatures because they don't have enough limbs and it's just creepy and it freaks them out. And there's so many more examples. The team really had a great time building these cultures and these stories. There are more stories that tell more about zones themselves, tell about cultures in those zones, tell about the places, different individual, smaller characters, and we provided some of those in slightly greater number than we have in the past. And we're making sure that we're using some of our new features as well to help tell the story. Yes, that's coming this week for early access and next week for The War Within, to those who do not have early access. But we want to talk about stories. Well, DualShockers.com did say that there's a new story trailer for Silent Hill 2 remake. And the players, oh boy, they may be a little bit scared of it. So they posted a little thing there on YouTube. Once again, YouTube. And there were some reactions to that. The blooper team on Twitter did say, quote, "James, honey, did something happen to you? Watch the official story for Silent Hill 2 and discover the emotional stories behind the characters James will encounter. Coming to PlayStation 5 and PC via Steam on October 8th. Now, there are some changes to the game because it's a remake where you can dodge things and change your aim, and that would change how the fights go. So they didn't post anything about the players talking about it. But as long as the story is good, but there's something that's not good. Pure Xbox did say that Hack for Xbox is now canceled. Why? Because there were a lot of delays to it. And there was a big time post that they did put up there on both Reddit and on their blog. And what they were saying that was some bugs that were preventing them from putting things up on the Xbox. And the bugs were in the Microsoft Partner Center. And they were telling Xbox about their predicaments, but Xbox said that they were powerless to help them. Now there was an email that was sent and was leaked out to a pure Xbox, and apparently they got a response from Xbox, and there is no response from Xbox officially at this time. But there was a bit of criticisms about the whole situation. Some of them went to the developers of Hack. Here's what Mad Fellows, which I believe is the developer of Hack, did say about this on Twitter. Quote, "I'm quite shocked at this. We didn't have any of these issues developing for Xbox. I can appreciate the frustration. We've experienced similar with other partnerships as an indie, a delay of a few months can be the difference between sink or swim. The stress can be immense. So that is being delayed." Well, that's not coming to Xbox at all, but I think it's out on another platform. Now we're going to stick with Xbox, but we get to Gamescom, because according to Pure Xbox again, they might have a few more surprises for the Xbox live stream. And what they did say was, here's a description of what they said for day one on Wednesday. So here's the description. Quote, "Day one is packed with exclusive gameplay walkthroughs and developer interviews around Diablo 4, Vessel of Hatred, Diablo Immortal, Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, Starfield Shattered Space, Atom Fall, and Age of Mythology Retold. Plus all new looks at Dragon Ball Sparking, Zero, Overwatch 2, Forza Horizon 5, Forza Motorsports, Let's Build a Dungeon, and more than a few surprises and special guests." So, Pure Xbox did say that some of the guests could be a part of the SteamWorld build developers and the Headbangers Rhythm Royale, which were announced last year for those games, but they could talk to the developers along with maybe some other things. We shall see. But that's not the only thing. PC Gamer did say that the future game show could have Civ 7 deep dives and the Rings of Power news. So, we know that Jeff Keighley's going to be there, but the future game show is going to come right after that. And they're going to be presented by Civilization 7. So there could be some deep dives into Civilization. And there could be some other games there as well. Well, there will be. But what will they be? Well, they might have a look into Greedfall 2, which is possible. And they'll be looking at over 50 games that could show their releases. Possible, anyway. We shall see what happens later this week. And by the way, the future game show from Games Radar will be on August 21st at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And they'll be on their Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Games Radar. So we'll see what happens there. Oh, if you got a PlayStation, according to PlayStation Lifestyle, more PS1 classics will get trophies. So what games will get the trophies? Tomb Raider Legend, Star Wars The Clone Wars, Toy Story 2, Buzz Lightyear to the Rescue, Toy Story 3, Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, Oddworld, Abe's Exodus, Summoner, Thrillville, and Herc's Adventures. So if you got some PlayStation 1 games on your PlayStation 5, and you got one of those games, trophies are coming. See what you have to get. Now, what's not going to happen via Eurogamer.net is that the Nintendo Museum Direct will not have any feature announcements, and they will not mention the Nintendo Switch successor. And that was all via the YouTube post that they made announcing the date of the Nintendo Direct Museum. So that'll be done. That's actually going on right now. No, I'm sorry. That'll be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and now we'll have a tour of the Nintendo Museum that is scheduled to open in the fall this year, so about the next few months. And the live stream will be about 10 minutes long. So that'll be up on their Nintendo YouTube. No announcements for that one. No games, no consoles. But since this is Nintendo, Kotaku did say that there was some stuff that was announced at the Pokemon World Championships. Now, this was done in Hawaii, and the closing ceremony, it has some stuff to it. And that would include, via GameSpot, the Pokemon trading card game, and that'll be coming to your phone. So what Pokemon TCG Pocket did say on that, did say on Twitter?
X.
Quote, get ready to immerse yourself in Pokemon TCG Pocket, an all new way to TCG drops October 30th, 2024. Pre-register now on iOS and Android devices. Yep, it's gonna be on your phone. Now we did talk about Xbox before, and how one company had some problems with it. But according to Pure Xbox, Copa City is interested in bringing the new football, aka soccer game, to Xbox Game Pass. And that'll be Copa City. And what the Copa City developers did say was, quote, Xbox Game Pass is a great service which many people use, providing an expanding library of games. But we will see what the future holds for us. We're certainly interested in Xbox Game Pass, but don't want to promise anything before we are certain. All right, let's get to some hardware. Now, PC Games N did say that the AMD Ryzen 9 9900X has gotten a 7% discount in Germany, but it's only in Germany. So just keep your eyes on it, because you might see some sales on this very item in different countries soon. Not right now, though. However, if you want a controller, PC Gamer did say that the PowerA's wireless controller starts at $50. Now, that's the Ops V1, and the Ops V3 Pro is $100. But if you take a look at the design of it, it looks like an Xbox controller. And it does light up, because they have the Hall effect, and there are sensors under the thumbsticks and triggers, which would make them stick drift immune. And the back of the controller also have a couple buttons there as well. And the top of the controller not just has the R1, R2, L1, L2, but it looks like it's got a couple triggers to go with it. So that's probably the Elite controller. But if you're interested, you can look it up. We do have the articles if you're a Patreon and you're in our Discord under the GQDN show notes. Now, just a quick update via TheVerge.com. Final Fantasy 16 will launch on PC this September, and you can pre-order it on Steam and on the Epic Games Store. So if you don't have Final Fantasy 16, you're interested to get it, and don't have a PlayStation, you can now pre-order it. Now, talking about Steam, because look, they make Counter-Strike, and somebody, well, they got to the top of the tournament lists using a gun. And that gun, according to GamesRadar.com, cost $500,000. Now, there's a new user that did take over the spot. It's not Stack, but the user goes by the name of Stasic. And right now, he's on the level of 5,960 on Valve's PC gaming platform, which is thousands of levels ahead of previous first place holder Stack. And according to OnPixel, Stasic did spend somewhere between $500,000 to $700,000 to reach that spot. And the estimate was calculated when Stasic was at level 5,101, not 5,960, where he currently is, which his profile is worth more than $500,000. And Stasic owns some other items, like the Counter-Strike 2 skins, which would cost thousands of dollars each, along with some other games and other things. That's a lot of money. But maybe this one won't cost you as much money, because according to NintendoLife.com, well, at Limited Run Games on Twitter, said, quote, run through Sonic's iconic history and experience a brand new chapter from everyone's favorite anti-hero. Complete with this Way Past Cool Collector's Edition. And you can pre-order it today, because there's a lot of Sonic stuff. And all that Sonic stuff will be coming 2025 and will cost you $250. Why? Because they have some statues, some books, obviously the game code, lots and lots and lots of stuff. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. And you know we're lots of stuff, just a bunch of stuff. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll probably have some more stuff about Gamescom tomorrow, because Gamescom does drop Wednesday. Opening night, y'all. Here we go. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Go play some games, people.